Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frischenetz-Sekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira-Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe-Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Hey, this is Gordo, and this is the Season 8 announcement. Imagine, we've only just begun to podcast. It's fucking Season 8, lads. I'm so delighted to be sharing this stuff with you. If you heard in the Oklahoma City bombing episode, and maybe at the start of the Fleckers interview, I wanted you guys to listen to this one. It's quite an important one, I think, this Season 8. I just want to lay stuff out, you know. Answer some questions. I put out some stuff online and said, like, you know, what do you like? What do you not like? Got a lot of feedback. I want to tell you, I'm timing it now, so I'm not going to fucking take the piss out of you. But I do want you to listen to this. It's going to be kind of like my State of the Union, as it were. Just to let everybody know what's going on with me, what's going on with the show, what they expect over the next while, and, you know, specifics and general information. And then I want to go through some of the objection handling, let's say, from the online criticism. Because, you know, some people are like, you fucking up your own hole. Like, I am listening. I do want to make the show as good as it can be. I am but one man, and I want to, you know, be a better person, which makes a better show. And, you know, sprinkle a few dick jokes in. But also, like, I'm growing, I'm learning. The more I read, the more I take stuff in, the more I'm changing. Obviously, opinions are going to change and people are like, "Ah, oh, you used to be cool." Like, there's a lot of weird shit going on in the world, you know, socially, culturally, politically, all this kind of stuff. And conspiracies are, you know, wrapped up and intertwined with all that stuff intrinsically and unescapably. So, I mean, strap in. 2021 is fucking, you know, looming over your shoulder. And we're about to pull the chute now and float down onto Season 8 Island. Try and rub sticks together to make a fire. This Season 8 is going to be so, so good. I've already recorded a bunch of shows, like 15 shows, something like that. A lot of true crime, because obviously Ireland is in multiple levels of different lockdown. We have Corona. I don't know what kind of fucking Corona we have here, man. But it's like, you know, foot and mouth disease for the cows, and all the farmers had to wash their boots in the fucking gate going in and out of fields. It's just fucking, you know, it's crazy. I'm not even going to start talking about coronavirus, but it's fucking crazy. We're on various levels of lockdown. We're on level 5 for months, and then level 3 where you only have one cunt in your house that's not like, that didn't come out of your mother. And then it was like, okay, you're grand again. Okay, no, you weren't. You touched each other. Get back in the fucking house. And then it went back to level 3 and no one could do that. And now it's level 5 as I sit here. We can't have a fucking sinner in the house. And yet all the children can go to school. It's bananas. But it means that I can't have people in the gaff recording shows unless we're all fucking covered in plexiglass and full body condoms like a Naked Gun. Like, it doesn't make for good, comfortable podcasting. So in the little kind of windows of time when I can have people over, I will do. So for level 3, we were allowed to have one person over, so I did a bunch of true crimes. For the level 5, we can't have anyone over. So I'm working with what I have. I'm going to release episodes that I have. I'm going to be doing some interviews and some swapcasts, and I talk about what that kind of stuff in a while. And, you know, it's not easy to make this. I've had the new and improved TCG Towers 2.0. It's already here, and it looks sexy as fuck. But I can't really utilize it to its full potential. It's like having a fucking 10-inch dick in an all-boys school. Sure, you could use it, but it's not proper and you might get in trouble. It's a magnificent place to be. And I feel privileged and proud that, you know, Patreon folks are, you know, partly responsible for all of that. So thank you so much for that. But I can't fucking use the fucking thing because I'm not going to be spending $2,000 on plexiglass and we're all sitting in glass boxes like it's fucking Blade Runner or Tron or some fucking shit. So look, enough of the negativity. I want to make shows. I'm after making a bunch of deadly shows and I have more shows to come. So the show types that I want to tell you about for the new season going forward, there will be the classic 5-6-7 hour deep dives. That's what they're called now, deep dives. They're all on your feed. They were used to be called main episodes or deep dives now, where we take a historical event or a topic or some aspect of some conspiracy. You know the way I like to break them shits down into fucking trilogies and quadrilogies to tell the full story. So these deep dives are long ass podcasts with three people. There'll be me and two other cohorts. And for this coming season, I'm going to have like one classic guest and then one newer guest. And then kind of expand on the guest repertoire as we continue. The next show type is a true crime episode. They can vary anywhere between two hours 30 to some of them have been four and a half hours. I think the Port Arthur massacre went for about four and a half, almost 5 hours. But it was a two-hander and there'll be me and a guest. A lot of those guests are brand new folks to the show. You know, friends of mine, acquaintances, some people I had never met, had been recommended by other people that had been on the show. But we're all kind of comedians and entertainers here in Ireland and Dublin. And they came in fucking, you know, whopper, smashed it. It was brilliant. Got to meet some great people. They'll be coming back on bigger shows and stuff as the seasons go on. But we're expanding the guest repertoire. And there's loads of great people here in Dublin who can come on the show. The next type is a new type of show. It's called Spotlight, where I will take aspects of older shows, maybe like revisit certain parts. They'll be about 60 minutes, 60 to 90 minutes. And I'll take one thing, and it's just me on my Toblerone sitting here talking about a really specific part of, you know, a conspiracy that we've done in the past, you know, or maybe a revisiting with new information, some new aspect, like some new shit came out about Madeleine McCann, some new shit came out about Michael Jackson. And I did do live chats about that when the documentaries came out last year. But it just, it didn't have the proper, like, deep divey sheen, you know, the polish. So what I'm going to do is make like 60 minute like shallow dives, mid depth dives here on my own, and have a bit of crack with it and tell the story, just like addendums. So I'm going to call them spotlights. They'll also be used for like little mini conspiracies. Do you know, like we're as at the time of recording, we're in a fucking crazy election cycle. That's mad shit's going on, right? And in 6 months' time, we'd be looking back on this going, what the fuck happened? So I'm going to do a spotlight on it. Because it doesn't deserve 4 or 5 or 6 hours. But it's definitely some shenanigans happened. And you're like, okay, let's go and have a look back at that. So the next slice I want to tell you about is the swapcasts. Now, with regards to objection handling and the stuff from social media, a lot of people are like, swapcasts can get in the fucking bin. The way I feel about swapcasts is I get to be my unabashed self on other people's shows, balls out, free balling, and it's like the makey uppy parts, the fucking, the kind of banterful parts from the deep dives in another person's show, in another person's format, or indeed they come on my show and we do the same thing, we have a bit of crack and we pick like a loose topic. Someone from another show, another conspiracy-esque or true crime adjacent show comes on and we pick like a mutually favourite topic and we lash it out. It's very relaxed, it's fun, it's improvised jazz podcasting with a little bit of fact and a little bit. So I'm coming in like, instead of, you know, imagine it like this, you know. You see those karate movies or in TV shows when the guy goes in for his belt and he has to do all the kata forms and it's all very like, whoa, and he's putting his hands all in fucking super like rigid, like perfect form and all of that shit, and it's all practiced and, you know, properly executed and all, like, that's the deep dives, and we're just doing kata forms and a little bit of fucking improvisation, but like, I have all the notes there. Swapcast is just sparring, man. Swapcast is just like having a bit of crack, trying out what you learned, dumping the knowledge that you know, having the bants, having a really good time with other podcasters who were also in that vein. I also get introduced to their audience, they get introduced to my audience, and it's a nice cross-pollination. Grow the community, you know, interbreed the clans, as it were. Like, I think it's very valuable for me and for conspiracy theories and that kind of chat in general, to kind of to intermingle with my peers. There's a thing called the Union of the Unwanted, and it has the likes of Luke Rutikowski and Sam Tripoli and James Corbett, even fucking Jamie Deluxe, Greg Carlwood from the Higher Side Chats. Like, all of these motherfuckers be on it. We had one the other night. It was like 28 of like the top conspiracy podcasts. Half the cunts getting kicked off of YouTube. Like, that's how it's going. The community's got to stick together. People are getting shit on, switched off. Fucking, you know, God forbid those conspiracy guys get switched off anywhere. Like, I pulled it from YouTube. Because, you know, I didn't, like, the stuff sitting there was just like ducks on a fucking wall getting ready to get shot off, you know. Like, it's not palatable for these types of people. There's also, like, friends of mine who have shows and they're funny and they're cool and they don't want to come on and talk about murder and rape, but I still want to have them on my show and have a bit of banter and talk, like, you know, murder and rape adjacent. Talk a little bit about something. And also it's fun, like, you know, you do an episode with, like, bandwagons or something like that, and you get to go in and try and, like, red pill them on conspiracy theory live. You know, it's banter, it's you know, improv jazz, conspiracy jazz. I really like this webcast. I get to be myself. It's probably the most myself that I am, you know, sitting here in me jocks on a Zoom with somebody. I like them. I know you might not like them. I'm just telling you that's how I feel. And I'm going to keep doing them because they're fun. And if you don't want to listen, that's cool. It's not going to be the mainstay. We're back to, like, weekly, you know, true crimes and deep dives and stuff like that. So, I'm also branching out into interviews. I've done a bunch of interviews in the past, but they have been sporadic. I'm having practice time. You know, it's not easy. I interview in a really weird way with very long, caveat-laden questions. So, I'm trying to hone my skills. I'm interviewing, like, people who are, you know, YouTubers and other creators kind of in the past, and people who are making their own stuff. I'm getting emails and emails and emails and emails from authors and filmmakers and documentary makers and, you know, experts in the field who are around doing the fucking, you know, the Al Bielik circuit, you know, doing the speaking circuit and all these cons. Like, they all want to come on and be interviewed on the show, and I am going to have them. I'd love to have them, but I don't want the show to just be an interview show where I come in with a dry cock and just be like, well, you wrote a book, I seen the book, something, 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 tell us about your book, and then let some cunt fucking rattle off a load of shit onto the show. Like, I want to have a part in it, I want to have a discussion, I want to have a conversation, I want to take it apart, I want to ask them questions, I want to investigate, I want to dig down, try and find out what's going on, get a bit of value, get a bit of convo, get a bit of fucking info. So that's what I want to do with the interviews. I listen to loads of interview shows, and to be honest, like, if you can put up a fucking conspiracy show of just interviews that's low effort as fuck if you want to, and there are a few, and they just, like, ring up some cunt and just get them on the phone, and these lads do rounds. They do, like, courses or rounds. Some man has a new book coming out. Expect to see that cunt on every fucking podcast going because he wants to sell the book. Do you know? And I'm sure, not dissimilar to the press junkets and shit when people are selling movies, you go on to YouTube and you want to look up a fucking Shia LaBeouf interview. He's sitting in front of a cardboard cutout of the movie he'd just been recently in, being interviewed by a blonde with big tits, and you're like, oh yeah. And then he does something weird and it goes viral because, like, she's like, oh my god, that's funny. Or she farts or something in the interview and it goes viral, and that's the only, you know what I mean? Those guys are sitting through those junkets getting asked the same fucking questions, and a feed of fucking journalists and internet reviewers or critics just being like conveyor belted into it. Like, I don't want to do that shit. If I get somebody on the show, I want to have the crack. And you've heard that in past interviews. It's not going to be, again, the mainstay of the show. These are threads to the tapestry of conspiracy theory. I want to talk to the people that are writing the books that I'm reading and then talking about. Because the way I do the show is I'm trying to be the expert. Do you know what I mean? I have to fucking learn all the stuff and then spout it out as if I know it. So if I'm doing interviews with people, I want to be able to be informed. There are also loads of videos and documentaries and stuff that I'm going to be putting up on BitChute. It's bitchute.com/thoseconspiracyguys. These are, part of the sources. There was a whole thing in the first few seasons of, like, check the website for the sources. And all that shit, like, in the old days of YouTube when you can go and find something. But that shit is gone. Those days are gone, man. It's hard to find stuff out there now. There are, you know, repositories of these videos and documentaries, and I have gigabytes and gigabytes of that shit. I've uploaded loads of it to BitChute. It all sounds great. It all looks great. As good as it can be. And I'm releasing them as they go. It's not, you know, they're not mine, so I'm not retaining copyright. I'm not charging for them. But you can find them on the Those Conspiracy Guys BitChute channel. Like, you're going to have a goo. And, it's a great, like, repository. You can listen to the episode, and then if you like the episode, or you like the stuff in the documentary I talk about, you can go on BitChute and watch the doc afterwards. Hopefully, maybe, as I go into, like, research in the future, I might be able to, like, stream myself watching a documentary, and then we can all talk about it afterwards, something like that. I do want to have more interactive stuff with the audience, which is why I want to do these live chats. Live chats using an app called Get Vocal, and there's another app called Ecamm. That's where we all just get together and talk about the episode at hand, or the topic at hand. So the way the shows are going to be comprised then, date wise, so to take all of that info and plug it into like a calendar so you can expect episodes, the shows is going to be one deep dive every 3 weeks with two true crimes in between. So it goes like deep dive, true crime, deep dive, true crime, deep dive, and on and on and on like that. So like some months you'll get one deep dive and like three true crimes either side, or some months you get like two deep dives. But there's I really endeavor to put out a show every single week from now on. This week's show, the next one that you're going to listen to, the first episode of season 8, it's Luca Magnotta. Next week is going to be Malcolm X. Week after is going to be Port Arthur Massacre. So it's week on week on week, and we're not stopping. Fingers crossed. Like, Corona be damned. The weeks then with the true crimes, the deep dives will also be interspersed with interviews. So like if I do an interview that week, you could have like a deep dive on a Monday and an interview on a Thursday and a true crime the following Monday. I want to do live chats about that week's topic at least once a week. So maybe on a Friday night or a Saturday night or a Thursday night, depending. I'll give you enough notice so you can jump in and do 90 minutes and come in. Listen to the show on a Monday, the following Thursday. Jump onto the live chat. Have a bit of crack with it. Tell me what you thought. What did you like? What did you not like? Have you got any extra stuff? Did I miss anything out? I want to have those, and I'm going to release those then for Patreon folks to listen back to if they want to, or watch back because I'll be streaming it. Because I want to interact. I want to reach out. There's a great community of people on Discord. We're having fucking right laugh since I gave up Twitter. Twitter gets a hook too now as well. Deleted everything off Twitter. I'm in the process of deleting everything off Facebook. Fuck the two of them. Kicking people off. Fake news, okay? Twitter is fake news. So, the live chats at the end of the week, if they turn out not to be popular as have been in the past, like, you know, maybe it's changed. They haven't been that popular in the past. People weren't jumping on. And I know the low attendance has been from, like, schedule inconsistencies, which I'm both aware and apologetic about. So, like, you know, it's the consistency is a thing that keeps the show going and growing. And it's been really hard to keep it consistent. But I'm sure, you know what, current circumstances, you forgive me, right? Got this TCG Towers here all shiny, ready to go. And then fucking Rona. So I want loads of content coming out. Weekly big episodes, like a deep dives in true crimes. Interviews, swapcasts during the week. Live chat, hopefully once a week for about an hour, 90 minutes. And then docs and videos and stuff to watch along with. So that's all the content that's coming. Also, I'm reviving Why Press Play. So if you want to go over and have a listen to White Press Play, bit of fun, bit of crack over there. There's a dozen episodes and I have a dozen more coming. I'll be recording more over the interwebs with people. Yeah, White Press Play. If you're looking for stuff to watch, I'm sure we'll be locked down for most of 2021 as well. Unless this magical vaccine comes out, which I won't be taking. But yeah, like you know, you want your recommendations. I've got some fucking classic movies for you to watch. We'll have a chat about them. Bit of crack, White Press Play. So that's the content part out, right? What I would want to let you know about that you can do if you want to interact with the show, if you want to become a bigger fan, if you love it and you want to help out the show, obviously Patreon is the place to be. If you don't like ads on your show, just a bunch of ads on it now. That's generating revenue for me. I'm very happy about it. Spreaker putting those ads in dynamically. So wherever you are, you're hearing some ads on the shows. One thing that I specifically asked was to not have any ads for pharmaceuticals, gambling, alcohol or cigarettes, smoke or vapes, and political ads. Now, I've had messages that I think almost all of those things have been heard on the ads on the show. And I've reported that back to Spreaker to let them know. And hopefully it won't happen. But that's the crack. There are ads on the show. If you don't like the ads, you don't want the ads, for $2 a month, you can go on to patreon.com/thoseconspiracyguys and sign up. And you get ad-free episodes. There are ways to get onto it now where it's not a subscription. I know a lot of people were abhorrent to the subscription. On Patreon now, there's an annual option. So you can go in. If you sign up for the year, like $24 for the year, you get a month for free. You pay once, then you cancel straight away. And it stays in for a whole year. And then the 12 months later, it goes, do you want to re-up this thing? And you can choose yay or nay. It's really good. The annual option only switched on for me a few months ago. It's not switched on for every Patreon person yet, but they allowed me into that program. So you can go on if you want to get the $5 minimum, if you want to get the $5 tier and go on and get the live streams and stuff like that. It's like $60 a year. You get a month for free. You pay it up front and then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to sign up. There's not shit coming out of your bank the whole time. It's just like one and done, which is a big objection to a lot of people who wanted to sign up to the show to help out on Patreon. They're like, nah, I don't want a fucking subscription, bro. So the annual option is there for you. Most of the creators on Patreon are getting rid of their $2 tiers and they're going with that $5 minimum. I won't be doing that in these trying times. All the stuff you get, like notifications, access to live streams, video content, behind the scenes, all of that stuff. And most importantly, the ad-free episodes, obviously, in the Patreon feed. They'll all still be available for €2, $2, £2, whatever you're paying, two of them for a month. And you think $2 is not a lot. It's not to be fucking sneezed at, man. There's a few hundred folks that I have that are donating the $2 a month. They're making it possible for me to do this for a fucking job. And I'm absolutely indebted to you. I love it. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. So $2 on the Patreon will get you most. And then $5 will get you more. So if you want to do that $5. Like I said, annual subscription is there. As you sign up, you can choose to do it annually. You get a month for free. And then through Patreon, I found the wonderful app Discord, which is now the community hub for those Conspiracy Guys fans. All the stuff is split in the channels. You heard me talk about it before. I won't bore your head. Everything is split up there. Loads of links, loads of stuff. It's really active. There's like 3,000 people in there now. And when you think about, like, I've nearly 20,000 on Instagram, like 15, 16,000 on Twitter, 20,000 on Facebook, 20,000 on YouTube. Those subscriber amounts, to have like 10% of that in the Discord, that's fucking amazing. But if you just push all those people, because I'm not putting that on Twitter no more, not putting that on Facebook no more. I'm going to be active on Instagram and Instagram only. I'll reply to comments. I'll be doing stories. I'll be doing videos and image posts. Not doing nothing on them other two motherfuckers that can fuck off. I know Instagram is owned by Facebook and it's a bit ironic, but it's less toxic. It's less cancel-y. I'm putting shit up there. I'm sticking with Instagram. Facebook and Twitter can fuck off. Twitter's toxic, man. I'm done. So if you want to come in and join, I have chats. Everyone's in that Discord hanging out. DM me for an invite. You can hit the magic link. There's a link tree link. That's the thing I want to tell you about. I keep on saying the magic link in the episode. It's in the description. There's a link that has loads of links in it. I don't know how many knows what a link tree is. Right now it's a link tree link. I want to make it my own website link and have like you know, you click one link, the link goes everywhere, and then I can change the content within that link. So I'm not telling you, calling out URLs and shit like that, or calling out like, follow us on parlor.com/you/user/page/, do you know, like all this shit. It's like, click the magic link, and then you're given a bunch of boxes, and it's like, follow on Parler, follow on Gab, follow on Minds, subscribe on Patreon, watch the newest video, listen to the newest episode, all those options. They all come up with a handy landing page. Click on that shit, and you go. And then I can change that in the back end, and I don't have to change my links all through the whole internet. Very good system. Not a lot of people are using it. Like, not as many as should be using it, I guess, for podcasts. So that's what I mean by the magic link. So if you hit that magic link, you'd be able to find that Discord invite in there. There's a special one just for that. So I know where you came from, where you found it. You can hop into the Discord and start using it. If you're a Patreon, you hook up your Discord and your Patreon, and you get access to like a couple of hundred different channels with loads of content, loads of comments, loads of people chatting. That's there for Patreon people. There's an extra little bit on the Discord. It's cool, right? So finishing up, I want to tell you about the episodes coming out for season 8. These are the deep dive episodes. So the episodes coming up are Malcolm X, Waco, Operation Mockingbird. It's happening right now. I'm raging we didn't get to record it in September and put it out, or October. I think it was supposed to be recorded in, it'd be very, very pertinent now. The Chinese Cultural Revolution of the 1950s. Fantastically interesting to get into that shit. It's not in the zeitgeist. Don't hear a lot about that. Pizzagate, obviously. Whopper, essential. It's probably going to be the cornerstone of the season. The Rothschilds dynasty. Telling that story, the Rothschilds, part of a trilogy. Obviously, love them trilogies. Voodoo and Black Magic. That's going to be a spooky one. Project Bluebeam, which hopefully won't happen before the end of 2020. and ruin the surprise. Some fucking holographic alien Independence Day shit. I've got an episode on vampires coming up. Super interesting. Not what you think. The history of that. Amazing. Exsanguination. Love it. Another savage episode. The Mystery of the Pyramids. And again, part of a start of another trilogy. Season 8 is like the new dawn. Season 8 is like the other side of the hill. As we fly down and pick up momentum to go up the upside of the next hill. Season 8, we're at the top of the fucking top of the hill, about to ascend the mountain. Got to fall down the other side of it. So there's a lot of trilogy starting. There's a lot of historical milestones being hit now going forward. These are like historical context episodes for more specific episodes going on into the future. Big content plans, boys and girls. Big content plans. An episode on Bob Marley. Amazing life. Very sad death. Bob Marley. Barry Seal and the CIA. So you've probably seen the movie American Made with Tom Cruise. Story of a man bringing drugs and guns in for the CIA. And then they were like, shush. Very interesting story. Montauk Project Revisited. So a classic episode that was done as a fucking live show for a bit of crack. For a bit of crack. One night. And it wasn't really like as prepared, as heavy as I would have liked. So we're going to go and give it a deep dive treatment. Back into Al Bielek and the boys up in Montauk, New York. Very, very interesting. We're going to have really good fun with that one. And then I think to finish out, it'll be Missing 411. So the David Paulides epic Gilgamesh type epic tale of the hundreds and hundreds of people that go missing in America's national parks every year. Is it an interdimensional Bigfoot kidnapping them? I don't know. We'll find out. It's going to be class. True crime episodes then. With Luca Magnotta, episode number 1 of season 8 coming up with Danny O'Brien. And then the following. The Port Arthur Massacre. Unreal. Brilliant episode. Joseph Condro. Dirty bastard. Peter Stump. Thought he was a werewolf. Aileen Wuornos. Monster. What's her name? South African. Puffy cheeks. Brilliant film. Dennis Nielsen from the new ITV series Dez, starring Doctor Who. Fucking Scottish gay cannibal. Amazing. Aaron Swartz. Worst case of suicide I've ever seen. Ian Huntley with a dirty bastard. Robert Birchtold from the TV show Abducted in Plain Sight there on Netflix. Amazing. Crazy fucking story. The Murder of Mark Kilroy, some satanic fucking Mexicano Satan worshipping execution shit gonna. Dean Corll, the Candyman. What a dirty fucker as well. Very, very cruel man. And an excellent episode. Mark Dutroux, Michael Barrymore. Right back. A fella got killed in his pool. Richard Kuklinski, the Iceman. Classic. Richard Ramirez, the original Night Stalker. Henry Lee Lucas. Peter Curtin, yet another werewolf man. Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer. And that's just to name but a few. There's another dozen or so to come. So, like, all of that you have to look forward to for season 8. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to let everybody who wants to go, go. And say thank you very much for listening to this. This is about 30 minutes. That's what's coming up. What I dearly request from you is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to a Podbean or wherever you're, whatever app you're on, Stitcher or whatever you're on. Share it with your friends. Share it on social media. If you share it on Instagram, I'll reshare it. I would definitely like you for the season 8 to help a brother out. If you're not going to go onto the Patreon, you're not going to throw any money, you're listening to it passively, I know you're already giving me your attention and you're listening to the ads and that's throwing a bit of funds my way. But what I would ask you to do is share it out. Even just like a, hey, season 8 is out. Here's the new episode, Luca Magnata. Or next week when Malcolm X comes out. Because, hey, Malcolm X episode, new one from those conspiracy guys. Check it out. On whatever social media you have fancy around the place, I will reshare it as well. We can connect. And other people will be able to find the show. I want to hit this one running. Hit it with a bit of a bang. So I would implore you to share it. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, it goes up the charts. That's the crack. It's a fucking enigma of how you get up the charts. I'm smashing it on Spotify. I'm in the top 100 in the US, top 10 in the UK and Ireland. Smashing it. And they do it just from direct downloads. Apple does some fucking cockamamie weird shit that I don't understand how the charts work. I don't think anybody does. So if you're in the charts, you're in it. But apparently, yeah, 5-star reviews make a difference. There's a whole lot of 1-star reviews. They're coming in with mental complaints, like, and leaving 1-star reviews. They're like, yeah, I heard you say this thing, and apparently that's not how you spell that, so 1-star. Like, I don't know what would motivate them to be listening to a podcast for 5 hours, and then I mispronounce a word that they know really well, and then they go, you know what, not good enough, NGE, I'm going to go, and they take out their phone, and they go into the thing, and they write like 8 lines of a review about how disgusted they are with me, that I made a joke about, I don't know, fucking kids in Syria or some shit like that. Like, couldn't believe, so disappointed, my heart was broken, and I thought so much more of them. I was like, dude, it's a fucking conspiracy show that tells dick jokes. Like, how much can you truly expect? So if you like the show, you want to share it out. Share it on your stories. Share it on your Instagram. Whatever about Twitter and Facebook, I don't give a fuck. Get it out on your IG. And let people know what you're listening to. If you're not ashamed of it, let people know what you're listening to. And share it out. And then show that 5-star review on Apple. And if you do like it and you want to help out, patreon.com is the place to be. Get into that Discord. Thanks for listening. I hope this lets you know the crack. If you want to hang on and find out a whole load of more stuff, we're going into another few minutes and I'm going to take on all of the objection handling. I got a bunch of objections from that Soto social media post I put up a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to go through them now. If not, you can switch off now and I say thanks very much for listening. And we'll see you for the big episodes. And, like, appreciate your time listening to this. This is kind of me saying, like, going forward, weekly episodes, interviews, more shit, more content, more good times and opportunities to come and hang out with me online chatting if you want to, if you should so wish. So you can leave now if that's enough. If you want to hear more, I'm going to be going through these things now. So I just say thanks for listening. Okay, we're into objection handling country. Here are the objections for those people who left comments online. I'm going to go through this shit. Because I want to, you know, publicly address this. I know tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are going to listen to this episode. And I want to fucking, you know, address these things. Because I did ask. I got almost 1,000 replies across all social media. So that's pretty cool. A lot of people had a lot to say. And it kind of, you know, boils down to about 15 or 20 points, that the same points that keep coming up again and again. So people were like, you know, we want more shows. And I'm like, okay, there will be more shows coming. I told you all about the structure and all that stuff. The big show, once every 3 weeks, two true crimes in between, interviews, more shows, and consistency. I know consistency is a fucker. And, you know, you're listening, you want to be able to look forward to a show coming out. And you don't want to be like checking your phone like some kind of hapless dimwit waiting for some bird on Tinder to text him on WhatsApp after he sent a picture of his willy or something. Like, you don't want to be, you know, the ginger bird from 16 Candles going like, when's he going to call? Like, you want fucking shows, you want them now. Other people are producing the shows. They take a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of work to get ready to put out. But sure, look, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Let's just say I'm working hard to make stuff for you to listen to all the time. Show is my life. I am the show is me. Everything I do, everything I do it for those conspiracy guys. Like, it's happening. Everything that I watch, I'm filling back up the jug of life. I'm refilling my cup, almost runneth over again. But I poured 6.5 hard years into the show, mined every bit of myself and put it into it. And we learned a lot along the way, guys. We had a lot of laughs and learned a lot along the way. But yeah, rest assured that every single thing I do, I'm doing it to be better as a person myself. I'm now going to therapy, reading a lot of books. Again, I hadn't been reading books for a while. You know, catching up on movies, practicing impressions, doing all this kind of in-betweeny season stuff, you know. And also with lockdown stuff, we have a lot of extra time. I'm not really going out and seeing people, you know. Waves of depression might come over, you know, a little bit of a sad day, a little bit of a lie down day. Do you know? We all get them. So look it. I'm trying my best. I want to do well for you. I want to do well for myself. This is now my career. I'm blessed. I feel so grateful every day as I declare it. Man, we're fucking blessed. It's a lot of hard work went into it. A lot of time that I wasn't getting anything for it. And I was holding on to hope that something would fucking smash. Something would hit. And we break this motherfucker out. Now, obviously, you know, TCGTV plans and all these trips around the world and all the stuff that I had planned. Lofty goals. Like, if you shoot for the stars, you land on the moon. And I'm well and truly on the moon. I'm over the moon. Maybe that's where that comes from. I'm over the fucking moon, you guys. For shizzle. Like, I'm so, so happy. So, so grateful for the life that I have. And I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to do as well as I can for as long as I can. And it's all, you know, it's all for us. I won't say it's all for you because it's for me too. But it's all for us. So this shit is coming out. People are talking about, in the objection handle, people are talking about the comedy, comedy aspects. So it needs to be funnier. Not so much politics. And like, politics are part of it, man. Politics are part of the conspiracy theory, part of the, I know it's like a binary thing at the moment where you're like left and right and blah, blah, blah. And I'm struggling with those types of ideological questions, you know, where do conspiracy theories lie? What way are we point, and who is the enemy? I don't mean to be always looking for an enemy, but like, do you know what I mean? When you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. You're trying to find out what's going on. Like, there's some fucking political shenanigans around every corner. Like, we're living in conspiracy world. The shit is happening. Like, conspiracies was a thing that you could do. You sit at home and smoke hash when the world is grand. You know, like, I learned all my conspiracies during the fucking Celtic Tiger and the global economic boom. Do you know what I mean? Instead of going to being the Wolf of Wall Street, I was smoking diesel hash and watching old horror movies and going like, man, imagine if there's fucking zombies. Like, what would you do? Like, that's, do you know, in a time when there was no problems, and now everything seems to be a problem. So it's hard to not comment on it when your show is about the conspiracy theory and questioning authority and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, you know, we're trying to be as funny as possible. The mad tangents, people are like, don't like the tangents. You go off for 20 minutes talking about bullshit. I'm like, they're some of the best parts. And I was getting loads of fucking positive stuff. These are all like, all these comments now are handling objections. there's loads of people like, nah, man, just give me the fucking juice. Give me the facts. Tell me where, what day it happened, how long it happened for, who it happened to, and then fuck off. I'm like, this is not the show for you, bro. This is not the show for you. Get a new show, because that's not going to happen. You're going to get interspersed with your mini biography of, like, you know, a dead rock star. You're going to get 15 minutes on the Thundercats. That's a given. That's happening. So get fucking used to it. Some people were saying that I need a regular co-host. I need a right-hand man or woman. I don't want a regular co-host. I don't want one. I'm doing this on my own for over 3 years now. Like, totally on my own without like a regular co-host since the start of 2017. Do you know? Even before the end of November 2016. Do you know? Without a co-host. Irregular appearances by guests. Some that were on a few times, some that were on more than a few times. I don't want a co-host. The show grows and changes, and I'm growing and changing. And, you know, I've all this stuff here and they're swapping cameras and all, and TCG Towers doing it like a Josie Rogan. I'm able to do all that stuff on my own. I don't need to even have like a Jamie or a Red Band here to push the buttons. Like, I got that shit. I'm on it. Like a car bonnet. So, like, we don't need a co-host. And what happens if I want to go and move to, I don't know, Wyoming for a year or 2 years, and I can't expect somebody to fucking up sticks from Dublin and go there, or even if I want to move somewhere else outside of Dublin, that we can find guests to come on the show that are capable and talented and intelligent enough to be able to have the bants and make the show a thing. I can't rely on other people in that way. I do like the three handers. And the way the discussions branch out into deeper conversations, I've lots of very like smart, erudite, funny friends and acquaintances and people that I know here in town that can come and, you know, be a part of the show. Likewise, you can find those, you can find people like that everywhere. I don't want to have a set co-host, but everyone that's on the show is a conspiracy guy or girl. So we're all those conspiracy guys chatting about conspiracies. But yeah, you know, There won't be a regular co-host. Some people say, like I talk about, they don't like the Swapcast. I really like them. I've gone through all of that stuff. I think that's good to have a little bit of flavour of difference. A little bit of a spicy hue. And of course, I get to be a bit more of myself and I get to kind of free ball it, which is very fun. And I like that. If you don't like them, jog on then and skip to the next one. I do understand the critique, though, because like 2020 was pretty much full of, you know, interviews and Swapcasts, because I couldn't record big shows because we weren't allowed to have people in the studio, obviously. And I guess people were getting despondent and going like, is this it now? Is this what this has turned into now? Just like this low rent improv fucking shit. I get it. That's not the way it's going to be. This is season 8, baby. We're on it. There's a few people saying that they was too cock heavy. Show's too cock heavy. A lot of boy jokes. Or even like when we're talking about the topics or talking about the murders or any kind of thing that, you know, we didn't. There was women listening to the show going, are you fucking dopes? Do you not even know that? Like, have you never even heard of that? And I'm like, I never heard of it. Come and tell me. So that's what the live chats are going to be for. If I'm missing out on some shit, you come in and tell me. Best ones I think we had was in like summer 2018, after we'd done the Mormons show. We had a live chat and actual ex-Mormons came on and told us all about this mad shit, like soaking and stuff like that. Hilarious crack. So I want to keep that tradition going. That was great fun to do. I want to keep that going on into the future and have people coming on. So like, there's an episode about Malcolm X coming up next week. It might be out already as you're listening to this, but it's coming out next week. Just like 16th or 17th of November, something like that. Is that 18th of November? And I want to have a bunch of people on like a week and a half later, 10 days later, who have listened to it, who want to come on and tell me about their experiences. Do you know? Got a lot of black folk out there in the audience. I said some shit on the Malcolm X episode. I want to come and chat with you and see how you feel about it and what you think about it. Do you know? So that's going forward. I do like that crack. I want to balance out the guests on the show, so I have loads of ladies on this season, replete with flange on season 8. The flaps are represented, as well as the dongs. The dongs and knobs have got swingers and flaps to balance that shit out. Fear not, ladies. Someone will be there in the room to speak your truths. People are like, we want more shows, we want deep dives every week. That's unsustainable. It's unsustainable. Couldn't do it. Fucking wrecked me head doing it for 4 years straight with no stops. Unsustainable. Relationships break down. Sleep gets, you know, deprived. Fucking health goes out the window. Mental health as well as physical. It's not good, man. It's not good. So unsustainable to do, but fear not. Loads of episodes to come. So true. People are saying they don't like just the Swapcast. Are also saying they don't like the true crimes. Like, nah, we want more conspiracy theory. I would counter that by saying that a lot of the earlier episodes, if you look at it, and from what I'm putting out now as quote unquote true crime, a lot of the earlier episodes from the earlier seasons that were people's favourite shows, like Madeleine McCann or Diet Last Pass or Charlie Manson, in today's like true crime saturated market, would be considered true crime episodes. Like Madeleine McCann, definitely a true crime. What the fuck happened to her? We had it in, just as a regular episode, there was no delineation. We had it in season one. I was just, yeah, Madeleine McCann episode. Or even like Sandy Hook or the Aurora cinema shooting. They could be true crimes, you know, with a guy, a perpetrator with a gun killing people. Like, that's, you know, epitome of a description of a true crime episode. So, like, we've always been doing true crimes. But it'd be quite hard to plug in somebody like Aileen Wuornos or Joseph Condro, which are two brilliant episodes that are recorded already. I'm going to be putting them out in a few weeks. Like, it's hard to plug them into a conspiracy show without making a specific true crime genre. And there's loads of stories that I want to tell. So, in essence, I've always been doing true crime throughout the seasons. So when you say you don't like true crime, have a listen. Have a try. Have a check. If you're like, ugh, true crime, buh. You know me. You know what I do. You know how I do it. If you like the conspiracy ones, taste the true crime. Give it a lick. Give it a bring it up to your lips. The lips of your ears. Bring it up to the lips of your ears and taste it with the tongue of your mind and see how it feels. Have a go of a few. If you don't like it, that's cool. No offense taken. But don't discount them or the Swapcast because you're like, buh, I don't get it. Have a go. Have a go. Loads of people are saying they don't like the gaps between episodes. I fully understand that. You know, episodes are back to weekly. Again, multiple episodes weekly. People are wanting to know about Irish crimes and Irish episodes. There's not a lot of easy ways to find out stuff about Irish crimes and Irish serial. There's not really Irish serial killers, I guess, like Larry Murphy maybe or something. But yeah, it's hard to get the Irish crime out. But there is a great show called Mens Rea. And I think the girl's name is Sinead. She's very, very good at doing the Irish crime. So if you're looking for Irish true crime, Mens Rea, M-E-N-S-R-E-A, much better podcast at doing that sort of thing than me. So yeah, I try to spread out the topics for these seasons. People are going like, oh, we want more paranormal, we want more cryptozoological, less political, more history, more, like, I have a World War One series and a World War Two series and a Vietnam War series I have that I want to go through. I want to go through a medieval series. I have all these episodes. And hopefully I'll be able to put the World War One and the World War Two, the conspiracies of each, or like, you know, the secrets of World War One or whatever, and put that out in tandem with like a book series, let's say, for example. I'm working on all that stuff like way, way, way in ahead, reading the books and taking in the materials now, which is why I'd be bulk recording them episodes and popping them out along with something else. Wouldn't it be great if we had a TV show where for 45 minutes you're able to get the headlines, and then at the end of the TV show someone on Netflix is like, if you really like this episode and you want to know more, I have a 6-hour podcast. If you go on to podcast and type in the title of this episode, imagine that, reaching out through the television saying that to you, you'd be like, yeah, oh, fucking nice one, click. These are the types of plans. I know people are asking for those World War II series, right? A lot of content, a lot of stuff to be made. I am but one man. I'm trying my best. I'm doing it as fast as it can come out within reason. But I want each season to be like, you know, a band set list. to have like a little flavor of this, one of these, one of these, you know, jump around song, a dancey song, a slow dance kind of a song. You can smooch your bird, power ballad you can sing along to, like a head bobber when you're tired from jumping around. There's loads of different types. So for like season 8, you know, you have you like a Malcolm X, like a political one that's like historical and current events. Operation Mockingbird, which is like factual, actual conspiracy, you know, against the shadow of today's modern media. Like, it's almost like a prophecy that has come true. Bob Marley, his death and life and the effect that he's had on people. It's like you know, a typical suspicious musician death episode. And then an ancient aliens, ancient history one, and the pyramids, let's say, and an actual alien one, like a Project Bluebeam, which has like CIA conspiracy as well. An ancient family, you know, instead of the Morgans, this season we have the Rothschilds, you know. So it's like, you know, one of each in each season, and that's how I plan it out. So when you say, like, I want more of these, if you're in it just for aliens, there's other alien podcasts that just do aliens. You check them out. I like to mix it up. People are saying Claire is great. Love Claire. Claire's the best. Claire is the best. We've been talking about making a spin-off, kind of a true crime-ish show dealing with just women killers. They tend not to be serial killers. They tend to be crimes of passion. Snapped women who kill or whatever. So we're thinking about doing our own little show about that. And we're having really good fun living our life, living our best life here. Very grateful and very thankful, very appreciative of the life we live here. But yeah, Claire's great. She's going to be on a few episodes this season. She was on a Zodiac Killer episode we recorded a couple of weeks ago. That's coming out quite soon. And she'll be on the Pizzagate episode with Ed Salmon as well. So we're getting dark. Love the dark stuff. But I'd be looking forward to making, because it's just me and her in the house. So if we're bored of an afternoon, it's like, do you want to go in and we watch this, you know, Snap Boom Who Kill, and then we go find it, write a few notes and make an episode. For a kind of a new kind of sub-season of the true crime stuff. So if you like that idea, or you just want to tell Claire she's great, at TCG Claire on Instagram is her IG handle. So go and follow her and send her a DM and tell her how excited you are to know that she's going to be on some episodes, or tell her what you think. So yeah, people, I want to let you know that season 2 episodes are going in behind the Patreon paywall when season 8 comes out. I probably should have said that in the first half hour. Go download them now. I'll give you a few weeks. I won't put them away for a few weeks. But I just don't want to hear any whinging from anybody who's like, oh, there was a fucking season 2's gone. Like, you have enough time to download them permanently onto your device or wherever you want to put them. I won't even be replying to anybody whinging. I'd just be like, yeah, delete, gone, no comments. The season 2 ones are going. When season 8 comes out, season 2 will go in to Patreon only. Season 9 comes out, season 3 will do that. And so on and so on. That's the plan. That's what I wanted to do. So if you want to get those, go download them now quick. Well, they're still free. They've been up for 6 years, so you've probably heard them already. But if you want to keep them permanently and not have to pay Patreon to get them, go get them now before they're gone. People are asking for a handy way to convert their friends to the show without having to commit to a 7-hour show to feel the vibes. So I'm working on clips and best bits that I'll share on Instagram and IGTV, and in a little post and stuff on YouTube, say like a cut out clips, like the, you know, the Joe Rogan clips channel. So that's all I'm going to be doing with YouTube. Throwing up a few bits of that. We'll probably get still pulled off. Like, loads of fucking people are getting kicked off. Like, I don't even want to fuck with YouTube at all. I'd be happy enough to have nothing on it. But I'm going to be putting up videos and stuff into the IG. So you'll be able to you get the best bits. And say, you want to listen to the rest of this episode, click this button and blah, blah, blah. But there's loads of really funny little bits that people are sending me and going like, oh my God, I was laughing when you did this voice or this character. It's like, time to pay the bill. Like, that's been possibly one of the most famous catchphrases out of the show in the last while. So yeah, people are asking about the original guests. They're saying, we want all the original guests back. Fuck everybody else. The new people aren't as good. So I just want to say, you love the songs more that you heard when you were 15. They're just, it's scientific fact. Those songs you listen to when you're 15, you will love them forever, and they'll hit whatever emotional buttons in your head. Like, that's the way this is. You heard this show first. I've been listening since the start, man, and you've changed, and you're not cool anymore. you used to be cool. Like, I'm not here for that shit. Like, fuck that shit. Do you know, there's some guests that will never be back on the show, ever. So stop asking. They will never, ever, ever come back, ever. But there's also a host of new people, a whole load of new people coming in, who are amazing and funny and smart, and we've recorded a few shows already, and there are many, many more to come with these new people. Fantastic guests. Some have done just true crimes. We're going to be going into deep dives later on. But coming back for this season, and on the reg, and on into the future, are such favourites as Claire, Eamon, Ed, Emmett, Neil, Shane, Tom, Adam, Eve. I didn't see how to put them together, Adam and Eve. And dozens of new people. So, like, there's people that have been on in the past that haven't been on in years and nobody's asking for them. And I'm like, yeah, that's okay. And then there's people that are like, oh, I can't get him back. He'd be it's not going to happen. They're never coming back. It's never, ever going to happen. Stop asking. It's not going to happen. I look into the future. Things are going to happen. It's going to be brilliant. Going to be loads of new shows. Loads of great topics, loads of great guests, loads of great banter. Let's look to the future. Let's not try and re-record season 2 or season 3 and try and capture the magic, man. Like, this is not Zeppelin 2 and we're fucking Houses of the Holy and shit going like, oh man, you need that raw power. It's like, nah, son. We're different people now. Get with the fucking program. People are also saying that the intro chat is too long winded. That's really funny for an hour season announcement episode. People are saying that the intro chat is too long winded, including like the Patreon spiel and all that stuff. They are, you know, admittedly probably quite annoying to listen to after a few times. You're like, yeah, I fucking know. When I started doing those Patreon callouts, that was in like 2016 or something like that. And nobody fucking knew what Patreon was really. Do you know? Think about that. It's four full years ago, Patreon only started a long time ago. So obviously I had to tell people what the crack was. But I've cleaned up my act now. There's no more, you know, long social announcements coming up in any of the new episodes. So like, follow the link and blah, 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 Facebook, tweet, YouTube, tweet. So I'm going to George Lucas all those old episodes and I'm going to take out all the unnecessary promos and all the fucking HelloFresh ads and all the shit, you know, promoting other stuff that shouldn't be there and just like, shoom, and make it nice and clean. It might even mean for one or two of them, I think it was taking out like 35 minutes of a 5-hour show. You're like, what the fuck? It's a long time. But it's also funny because I keep getting DMs and stuff going, hey man, when are you going to go live on Blab? I'm like, Blab, that's 2015, man. What the fuck? It's 5 years ago. It's a weird phenomenon, right? It's a weird phenomenon. I'll leave you with this. It probably can be quite jarring, like, to listen to 6 or 7 years of my work in a couple of months and then reach out to me and be like, hey man, I love that thing where you did that thing. And I'm, you know, it was great. It was like, there was a really funny joke. Like, can you remember what that was? And I'm like, bro, it's only been a few months for you, but it's been like 6 or 7 years for me. Imagine that. I feel like Matthew McConaughey in Interstellar or some shit, you know? One episode here is 3 full seasons back on Earth. You know, it's like, you know, it's a long fucking time since I did like the Atlantis episode. It's a long time since I did the fucking Charlie Manson episode. It's a long time since we did like Mermaids back in the day. Like, that's a long time, man. Where were you 7 years ago, you know, in your life? That's like a fifth of my entire life. We started this show ago. So shit changes. Things grow, people grow. Sometimes they grow stronger, sometimes they grow apart. But it's all growth. And I'm growing, trying to make a better life, enjoying the life I have, being grateful, trying to move forward with purpose, positively. And, you know, like I said, I am the show is me. I'm really enjoying my life right now. And it's all thanks to you guys for listening. And I endeavor to make the best show that it can possibly be. And I asked the universe for this. I ordered this shit from the universe, from the Amazon of the laws of attraction. And I'm getting what I asked for. But just sometimes it's not in the right order or at the time that I asked for it or even in the way or the form that I wanted it or imagined it. But that shit is coming. It's coming to me. I can feel it in little bits every day and I might not share everything with you and I'd love to. But it's fucking boring for the most part. Like, we're here for an hour now. I love this show. I love making the show. I love reading for the show. I love researching. I love knowing shit. I love talking about the shit that I know with other people who know shit and coming up with new ideas that have never been thought of before. That's the best crack. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why people listen so much. So look it. This is the announcement for season 8. Now you know how I am and who I am and where I'm going. If you're only in the show a short time, this is Gordo. If you're in a long time, fucking welcome back. This is Gordo right now. Thanks for listening to this whole thing. This is like my 2020 manifesto going forward. Big changes coming in my life soon. Big changes. Amazing advancements. As I said, I'm so grateful. Those conspiracy guys are going from strength to strength. I hope to have a show in your ears every week. Join me whenever you can. If there's an opportunity on the live chat, definitely get into the Discord. If you want to hear the shit with no ads, get on the Patreon. I love you very much. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for being a fan. I really appreciate you. Okay, that's the season 8 announcement. Off to finish the Luca Magnotta episode for you. Thanks so much for listening. Okay, bye.